I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, June 17th. Quincy police seized the firearm license of a person after their gun went off while they were cleaning it last night. Police were called to Presidential Drive on a report of the accidental discharge of a firearm. No one was hurt, and the incident remains under investigation. The Quincy Planning Board has approved of a new six-story, 215-unit apartment building on Hancock Street in Quincy Center and a five-story, 44-unit condo complex off Independence Avenue in South Quincy. The Quincy Center building will go up where Napoli Pizza is now and include a 65-space parking garage in the building. And the condos will be built on Bennett Lane, right near the Quincy Adams T station. 22-year-old William Florimont of Boston is charged with selling fentanyl, cocaine, and methamphetamine in the parking lot of the Home Depot on Center Street in Quincy on Wednesday. The police drug unit responded to a report of suspected drug activity and apprehended Florimont. The drugs have an estimated street value of $20,000. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott will host his first Summer Safety Fest Saturday from 10 to 1 at Marymount Beach in Quincy. The event will include children's games, touch a truck, and public safety information. Non-perishable food will be collected to be distributed to needy families in Norfolk County. Other events are planned across Norfolk County in July and August. The Quincy Environmental Treasures Program will hold a walking tour of Raccoon Island on Saturday. Participants will brave the muddy sand flats at low tide and learn about the local environment. Registration is required by emailing Sally Owen at sowen@quincyma.gov. The meeting location, time, and other details will be provided upon registration. The Scotts Charitable Society presents a free screening of a documentary about the history of Glasgow, Scotland, on Saturday at 1:30 at the First Presbyterian Church on Franklin Street in Quincy. The 60-minute presentation, called A Symphony in Stone, is free and open to all. The New England Free Jacks Major League Rugby team will host the MLR Eastern Conference Finals on Sunday at 3 p.m. at the team's home field, Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, June 17th.